Senator John McCain is also reaching out to African-American voters, an especially challenging task for the Republican nominee in this historic election. Earlier, I spoke with lobbyist Ron Christie. He's author of the book Black in the White House. He also served as a special assistant to President George W. Bush. Here's Ron Christie's advice for reaching out to African-Americans.
Don't talk to black people like black people. In other words, take your message of the importance of passing economic reforms such as the tax cuts, or talk about the need for national security reforms and what it means to be at war here in the United States at the dawn of the 21st century. But in years past, I think many Republican politicians have made the mistake of going into communities of color only during election times, talking about welfare reform, justice reform, talk about bread and butter issues that are discussed around the kitchen tables of all communities in the United States. Those will resonate in communities of color, but Republicans, again, have made the mistake of talking to black folks like black folks, and I just think it alienates a very important sector of our American society.
One of the things Senator McCain can't get around is the fact that he did not vote to support making Martin Luther King Day a national holiday. So how does he overcome that? That's something that, you know, I'm sure many black voters will remember.
In fact, I agree with you, but Senator McCain apologized for that, and he said that that was a mistake that he had made. What he needs to do is to go to communities of color and ask for the vote. But when asking, the senator needs to listen.
You mentioned the advice that you gave to President Bush. He wasn't running against an African-American candidate. I'm wondering, if you were on the McCain campaign, would you retool your message at all to deal with the fact that you are up against an African-American candidate?
I don't think so. I think that the transformative nature of Senator Obama's campaign is that he has been able to reach out to not only African-Americans, but people of all ages, demographics, who have gravitated to his campaign from the message of change that he's been talking about. Senator McCain needs to do the same thing. But if you get caught in a race trap of, well, I better retool my message because Senator Obama is somehow going to be able to more effectively reach out with communities of color, then I think you fall into the trap of, is a white politician talking to black communities like they're black people, as opposed to, is a politician going into communities and asking for those constituents to give them the vote?
What's impressed you the most so far about Senator McCain's approach to courting African-American voters?
I think his humility. He had originally gone to Memphis, Tennessee to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And that was something that many people in the constituencies that he's now seeking to woo their vote, they greeted him with a certain amount of skepticism. He was very rudely greeted, I thought, by some who booed portions of his speech. But those are the sort of impressions that he has to make. He has got to show up where people least expect him to show up. And his humility for having gone to Memphis at the outset of the campaign this year really struck me as he is serious about making significant inroads in communities of color.
Ron Christie of the lobbying firm Navigators, thank you.
It's a pleasure to be with you.